Hulk, I don't know. I think we just, what we call it, huh? Mm-hmm. We had a name for it. I just can't remember what we call the thing. But it was a pail or a bucket or mm-hmm. something.
Do you ever hear swill bucket or slop pail or?
Slop pail, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
what you call yeah, it? Yeah,
slop pail. Slop uh-huh. pail or slop bucket. Uh-huh. Something like that, you know. And but not swill.
Uh-huh.
Because that was a little bit refined, I think, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, I think it was more or less probably a slop pail.
Uh-huh. The things that you'd pour the food into for the hogs.
That's the hog trough.
If you had several of those, you'd talk about several.
Several hog troughs.
Uh-huh. And something that if you cut flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a...
Flower pie?
Huh?
Is that a flower pie?
Or something for cut flowers.
For cut flowers. Oh. We stick them in jars, I can tell you what we did.
Uh-huh. What about a fancy thing you'd have nowadays?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what we you know, if we brought them in now and put them. Mm-hmm. Heck, what'd you put them in? I don't know what Marion puts flowers in. I don't know.
Okay. Say
what,
what is it?
What do you put them in?
Say a vase or vase.
A vase?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I didn't know that's what you put flowers in.
Okay. Say if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everyone to eat with.
What, a fork or a knife or a spoon or?
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knife.
Huh?
Steak knife.
Okay. But and say if three people were eating, you'd put out three forks and three spoons and three
knives.
And something you'd use to fry eggs in.
Skillet.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Skillet. No, that's all we use, skillets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's all I use, all we refer to in our house, skillets, uh-huh. you know. But I don't know. Oh, girl, you got to get me drunk. I'm getting... But, yeah, that's what we refer to as... skillets. But like I say, you know, they got a lot of names for these different things in different areas.
Uh-huh. What about something you use if you were going to pour something from a big container into a small container to keep it from the liquid from spilling out, you'd pour it.
Yeah, is there a funnel?
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you use a funnel. Mm-hmm.
Say
yeah, what's that?
If the dishes were dirty, you might say, I have to go.
Go wash the dishes? Wash the dishes?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you say, after she washes them, then she wet them in clear water.
She rinses them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Well, you used to call them dish rags. We call them dish towels.
Uh-huh. What about to dry them with?
Oh, you do the same thing with a dish towel.
Okay. And to bathe your face with, you have a...
Face towel, face towel, face cloth.
Okay.
I think, you know.
And...
Pretty well the same, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something sweet that people used to make out of cane.
Sir?
Uh-huh. Any other name for that? Or something?
Syrup. Let's see, any name for syrup.
Or something similar to syrup?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Did you ever hear black strap?
Yeah, we make black strap, but that's not edible. You know, that's for
mm-hmm.
for the